Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
If the weather forecast pans out and we do get snow tomorrow, it would be good news for New England's skiing industry. The holiday week is typically a big one for many ski resorts in the region, but that hasn't been the case in recent years as the industry has had to contend with some variable weather. And the weather variability is further complicated by climate change. For a look at how climate trends could affect New England's ski industry, we turn now to WBUR's Fred Bever.
It's brilliantly sunny on this day at Shawnee Peak, a family-sized mountain about an hour northwest of Portland, Maine. Faithful early-season skiers carve their first turns on a good choice of trails, thanks to the numerous snowblowers going full tilt to cover the otherwise brown slopes.
Call me Air Bear.
Ski patrollers in their telltale red jackets say something's changed about winter.
When we think about how long it takes to open the mountain, I mean, because it's just not cold enough to blow snow and get enough snow on the hill to be able to use.
Janet Davis's on-the-slope observations are backed up by a growing body of climate science that spells challenge for the sport. Less natural snow, more rain, and fewer days cold enough for snowmaking. A recent report predicts that all the ski resorts in Massachusetts and Connecticut are likely to go out of business, or the skiing business at least, within 20 to 30 years. But it also finds that the ski mountains in Vermont, northern Maine, and northern New Hampshire will likely survive into the next century.
You know, this isn't doom and gloom to all of the industry. There are, if you will, winners and losers in this.
Daniel Scott directs Ontario's University of Waterloo Center on Climate Change. He's co-author of the study. Scott took a range of increasingly refined and site-specific temperature models and applied them to the economics of all the ski mountains in the Northeast. And as he sought to define their fates through the end of the century, he made one important assumption: that every ski resort would invest in the best available snowmaking technology. Even with that, Scott's death knell sounds for Sundown and Mohawk in Connecticut, likely out of business by 2039. In Massachusetts, Berkshire, Butternut, Bosquet, and Jiminy are on the list. So are the southernmost New Hampshire mountains and Maine's Shawnee Peak.
We didn't see them able to sustain at least 100-day ski season, and if that's their main product, if they haven't diversified their revenue streams into other activities, whether it be spas or whatever else, I couldn't see them sustaining a purely ski business based on a reliable snow product.
Back at Shawnee's base lodge, ski patroller Dale Martin says she's skeptical that climate change could make a significant dent in the resort's future.
Even though there's some perhaps global warming happening, we'll figure out a way to make that snow. Anyway, that's what I feel. We've always adapted. We've always figured it out. And I know we will.
Many in the industry are wary of the scientists' claims. Some question whether global warming is in fact occurring. All point to the industry's long-term record of coping with ordinary weather variability and continued growth in skier visits. They're confident that technology improvements will allow snow to be made at higher temperatures and in ever greater quantities. Still, some like Jiminy CEO Tyler Fairbank do take climate change seriously.
I just don't want to get this one wrong. I don't want to sit there in 30 years and go, darn, you know what? Those guys who were talking about global warming, they were right. We got it wrong. We should have paid attention.
Fairbank does have faith in the snowmaking techno fix, but he's also expanding year-round offerings at his resorts. That's been an aggressive industry trend the last 5 years, with golf courses, alpine slides and zip lines, and even indoor water parks popping up on the hills.
An increasingly balanced portfolio of revenue streams coming in that are both weather-based and non-weather-based. When I look at these kinds of reports, do I take them too seriously and yell that the sky is falling? And not necessarily. I'm certainly not going to go throw a ski resort on the blocks because of it.
But many areas may be on the blocks within the next few decades, according to Canadian scientist David Scott's analysis. Yet, for the northernmost New England resorts, it's actually opportunity that may be knocking. The report finds that since they're altitude-advantaged, they'll make it and could draw ski refugees from snow-starved southern New England. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Bever.